You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kitty Zolkowski. Landlords that have lead contamination in their houses or apartments could find themselves the target of fines and criminal charges as Onondaga County is stepping up enforcement. Community and law enforcement officials today announced a series of forums to help landlords and builders know how to get rid of lead problems. County Executive Ryan McMahon says our youngest residents are the most vulnerable.
Once these young people, and we're really talking about children under 7 or 8 years old, get this lead in their system, it doesn't go anywhere, and it can cause severe damage to these kids.
McMahon says the county will start going after landlords who have buildings in which lead has been found.
If someone has lead, they don't fulfill their obligation to our health department to get it mitigated in the appropriate time, we'll hold any assistance payments, not just for that unit, but any units in the building. But sometimes folks will, that's not enough.
District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick is going further. Earlier this year, he brought criminal charges against landlords for ignoring health notices.
These people that are currently charged have literally ignored months of notices from the county. You've got to clean this up. You've got to take care of it. And they do a cost-benefit analysis. Now it's a criminal charge. We can take your liberty away. We can take some of your money away.
McMahon agrees a carrot and stick approach is needed. The carrot in this case is funding to help mitigate lead problems, primarily in buildings built before 1978. Town halls later this month will address problems to look for, resources to help get rid of lead problems, and what contractors need to know to reduce the threat of any building they're working on. You can find the schedule and more stories on our website, WAER.org.